Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Little Esther's Piecast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Type in Death Squad and subscribe, or go to deathsquad.tv for all the links.
This is so stupid.
All right, we're here. We're ready to go. Welcome. Did you guys like that song?
Yeah.
So here we are with the Little Esther Piecast. What is this, like the third one?
Third one.
Because we're not counting the first one because it was a train wreck.
Third one and no pies.
No pies. There still has not been a pie. Today I am joined by two people that are good friends of mine, so I'm excited I get to be myself. This is Brady Matthews.
Hello.
He's
How
a
are you?
Really hot comedian.
Oh, please.
He's good looking and he's funny. Oh, Benji, you. And then there's Benji Aflalo.
Also good looking and also funny.
With some dope new glasses.
Benji is a little bit less good looking than Brady.
But Benji's good looking in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a boutique look.
Right.
I am too.
Of course.
Brady, though, is like good looking to everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Not to the girl that broke my heart in college.
I can't imagine a girl who would sleep with me but not sleep with Brady. I'm pretty
I
sure
agree.
Whatever I'm getting, you could get.
Hey, it's not about what you can get from her.
It's about what you give her.
It's what you give her.
Do you feel safer enough around me? Could we tag team a girl? Would you trust me?
If your balls hit my balls, then I'd be like, time out.
It sounds like Benji really wants to do it.
No, I asked a lot of guys this question, if they could trust me to share a... Because I'm a small guy, so I'm scared. Like, if a dude's too big, or if I don't know him that well, I don't want him to, like, try to, like, manhandle me, or, like, if a dude puts his hand on my shoulder, weirds me out, stuff like that, so...
I would have top portion. You would be on bottom portion, right?
I think we just go at it and try to respect each other's space. Is kind of.
I have strong quads, so I probably want to be on top.
Oh, you mean like we're both in?
Yeah, I'm saying banging the chick, not us banging. No, us banging a chick.
Right.
Benji, I feel like you guys are not equal. Like you need to be in a threesome with another dude that's like a little bit more on your level. Like Brady, like. He's gonna get everything.
For me, it's about trust.
Thank
that
you.
Actually happened to me at Jewish summer camp. It was like I was in eighth grade, but things were going on, and then people paired off, and I had to go.
Oh my god! In eighth grade, people were having threesomes.
It was summer camp in Israel, and like you could like get away with shit.
That's dope.
I was a virgin in eighth grade.
Yeah, I was definitely not a virgin in eighth grade.
Are you kidding me? That's like 12.
I was like 13. I couldn't wait. Fucking bang. Couldn't wait.
I'm sure, but...
I know. At 13, I already banged like two chicks that were in high
Whoa.
School.
Oh my god.
That's serious.
You are not a late bloomer.
Well, my brother used to bring all these chicks over from his... He was in high school and used to bring them over. And so I would be downstairs just hanging out, playing games. They'd be smoking weed or whatever. And then I'd get to talking to one of the chicks and then we'd be banged. Oh, which was awesome.
I lost my virginity when I was 15 after a Britney Spears concert.
That's awesome. How was it? Was it horrible?
No, it was fun. It was with a guy that I had a crush on for like 2 years. So it was really a win for me.
And he took you to the Britney Spears concert?
No, I went and then I came home and we hung out afterwards.
So you were just vibing with the energy of a live Britney Spears show?
Well, I knew that I wanted to lose it when I was 15 because that's the same age that Madonna lost her virginity. And my 16th birthday was coming up, and I just started dating this guy that I had a crush on for 2 years.
Was he older or younger?
He was a year older.
It's good. My brother put a lot of pressure on me my whole life to have sex.
I bet he would, because your brother is really a good-looking guy,
yeah,
and you're kind
very
of the
sexual.
Runt.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Like, I have a very good-looking brother. Really good-looking.
Benji likes everyone to know that. But Benji, you're the runt of the black sheep of the family, right? In terms of looks, especially?
I mean, I am a little runty.
What's your problem? You're like attacking Benji for no
it's
reason
fine.
At all.
It's hilarious.
I have a really good-looking family. I don't think
he likes
it. I don't think I'm ugly. It's not like I'm insecure, but I have... My siblings are definitely a step above me. My sister modeled, did commercial work. My brother got commercials, really good looking,
okay,
modeled
this is
also.
Too much.
What did
Cher was in
what
movies.
Does he do now?
Sammy does real estate.
God, and he's a baller too.
And he's balling.
And whenever you're in the room with him, he makes you feel like you don't exist.
Maybe that's just you.
Maybe it is. It's because I'm not a girl that's an 8 or above.
No, but you're gonna be a 10.
That's true.
You're already 8.
We got it. No, I'm 6.
I would not say you're a 6. You're definitely a 7.
We got it. This is what we're talking about. Benji and Brady are my new.
She's a seven. You're right. She is a seven.
Really?
You are, but like sometimes you like you're. This is the thing, Esther. Sometimes your hygiene's off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone knows that. Yeah.
So if like your hygiene was better, like it'd be different.
I don't think
so.
So
it's hard for me to say yeah, you're a seven because there's girls as cute as you who are seven in terms of looks, but they don't smell as bad. Yeah. They have good breath. They wear perfume.
Oh, you
have, they're
you
feminine.
Smell sometimes?
No, I've been working on. I wear no.
She smells.
I wear perfume now. No. And I'm brushing my teeth more often.
What about deodorant?
And I wear deodorant if I have like an important thing.
No. You got to do deodorant every day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Okay. That's gonna put me be a seven instead of a six. No,
it's gonna be easier for me to call you a seven if you're doing those things. A lot of girls just do that. It's like clockwork, and for you, it's like a struggle. Girls just want to do that. They want to go buy perfume and make themselves smell good and.
Well,
look
yeah,
cute.
I'm learning, and I'm wearing lipstick now.
Hot.
Is it really?
Yeah, I like girls. I think it couldn't hurt to get your nails done every once in a while.
Really.
Too. Pedicures, manicures, big fan. Bench.
Hand.
Yeah.
Fetish.
Does it make a difference, Panda?
Yeah. Because feet are gross no matter what.
Not
so if a girl doesn't take care of her feet and the hands, it's just hot. It's just
they're
hot.
Cute, right?
So you get cute feet. Now, if you get them done,
no, I don't.
That'll top it off.
Hands are more important. If you see a hand on your dick,
I was
you want
a hand
to be a
model.
Hot dick. You want to be a hot hand.
I was a hand you model when dick. I was like
well,
11.
I want my dick to feel hot with the hand.
Are you guys seeing my hands? I was a hand model for American Girl magazine for Pillsbury.
I can see it.
Jazz them up.
Jasmine.
Well, let's talk about your body fat percentage.
Okay,
we
so I recently got my body fat composition or whatever, and I'm 23% body fat.
It's a lot of fat.
Ages 18 to 22, or no, like that age, my age range, I should be, they said 18 to 22. That's mm-hmm. what it is. But they're 15, saying 15.
15 to 18. I would say a healthy one girl, 14 to 18.
What is the diet that you have her on?
I'm just, she usually says she eats twice a day. And I'm like, if you want to lose weight, you got to eat
like
small meals six times
like
a day.
Like a ton of food twice
you
gotta a
day. You got to speed up your metabolism.
That's
so you got to eat in the morning, you got to eat mid-afternoon, midday, and then at night. Don't eat past 8 and cut out bread, milk, sugar, salt, all the
no,
cheese.
No, I need salt because I've got low blood pressure.
Salt's not the worst, but it's still good to try to avoid it.
Yeah.
Jeez,
you can take calcium deposits and you can take vitamins and stuff too.
For me, what helps if I'm trying to get slim is I split up my breakfast.
Yeah,
put calories in my system right when I wake up, like half a glass of juice. You don't need a whole glass of juice. That way, right when you wake up, and then you go into your shtick of getting ready and brushing your teeth and all that, and then when you leave, then you can eat again.
But okay, Brady, you said cut out like all these things. So what do you eat then?
Well, I mean, you got to eat a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables. It can't hurt to get like, you know, protein bars. You know, for girls, I know girls don't want to eat that shit, but like cottage cheese is okay. You can eat cottage cheese with like carrots.
The Greek yogurt's low in fat and high in protein.
No, I don't like yogurt.
You gotta eat a lot of. It sucks. You gotta eat like a fucking rabbit. You know what I mean? You gotta eat like.
You have to. You can't just eat a little bit of what you like.
You can't, but then you're gonna splurge, and it's just you're gonna take two steps forward and three steps back.
See, here's the issue that I have because I've been trying to get really skinny for like. My whole life, but joy, like I get joy from eating. That's the only place I get it from.
Yeah.
You gotta find it in other places.
Here comes Brian. Every podcast, Brian has a why don't you drink segment. Brian, are you ready?
It's not what I was thinking of.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking of that you just eat desserts for the majority of your meals.
That's true too.
What are you?
And that's
oh
the
God,
biggest problem. It's not that your metabolism is slow or anything. You're just always constantly eating desserts.
What do you?
Oh my God.
What do you eat for? What do you eat? Like, what would you say? What did you eat?
Even
today?
Your podcast
she
is podcast. Come on.
She's into vegan, raw vegan cookie.
Yes,
dough.
But I've been away from that for a while. But now it's just like pizza. I'm not as much into desserts as I used to be. Now like. Last like 2 weeks ago, it's like Saturday night, and I had a whole pizza by myself.
Yeah, so that's
I know.
What was it like a medium or a large?
Medium
or?
Pepperoni and pineapple.
That's disgusting.
I know, but
wait,
like,
was this on like a Wednesday?
No, this was a Saturday.
Okay, well, I mean it's Saturday, whatever. But if you're eating that shit like on Tuesday night,
but like that's the thing.
She doesn't even drink alcohol. Like I get it if you get drunk and then you eat a lot.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to be eating a lot of food if you don't drink alcohol.
See,
like,
I
wake up and I'm hungover. I need to eat to feel okay.
Yeah.
Or it's drunk late at night and then I'm retarded. I need to eat otherwise I can't drive. Or shit
so
like that.
So you really think that if I... How much weight do you think I could lose, Brittany? Like 10, 15?
You can lose at least 15 pounds.
Really?
But with you, it's a lot of... It's like baby fat.
Right.
And
well.
It's just... It's from... I'm dead serious. If you were to knock out bread and cheese just for 1 week... You would see a huge difference. It's all in your face, right in your love handles, right in your stomach,
yep.
The little fat.
Yeah,
cheese
but
makes you puffy.
It's all cheese and bread, if you think about it, there's this thing called paleo diet. You ever heard of it?
No, what is it?
It's where back in the day, like Greek Roman soldiers, all they ate was, they didn't have any grains. They didn't have any, they didn't have bread. All they had was like vegetables, fruit, meat. That was it. And that's why they were always shredded. You never saw a fat Greek Roman soldier. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know.
That's cool. But see, the thing, like, if I can't eliminate things, because then I'll just eat more of something else. Like, if I eliminate bread and cheese, I'll just eat a ton of chicken.
I once heard of a Jesus diet. Anybody ever hear that one?
What?
No.
Like, you eat what Jesus was eating, because Jesus looked really good. And it's like sand, it's like fish and stuff like that.
That sounds like the same thing.
Jesus diet.
Yeah. I was vegan for 6 months, and that's how I lost the first 15 pounds. But now I'm just kind of...
I've seen a lot of... So you don't eat meat at all, right?
No, I do now.
Oh, good, good, good. Because I see a lot of vegans, and they're like, I'm healthy, I'm vegan. You're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucking fat.
It's all carbs, that stuff.
Well, I lost weight, but it's like, I can't lose any more weight being vegan. Now I have to do something different.
I don't think you need to lose weight. I think you really need to focus on your stink first. Because that's the biggest thing that got to...
I need to lose weight. Thank you, though.
It's no, not, but you smell homeless. And that does, that not, immediately makes me go, all right, this girl's
anymore.
Homeless. I know, but you still don't wear deodorant every
day. I'm going to.
All right.
I think your breath is worse than your body odor.
I think that I'm working on the... Okay, I think it's the cavities. I have 3 cavities.
You have 3 cavities?
Yeah, I didn't have time to get them filled when I was home.
That's disgusting. Go get them filled.
I'm going to. I'm going in April.
I know this is sounds kind of queer, but I once saw an interview with one of those Kardashian girls.
Yeah.
And she said she can smell a cavity in someone. She said if she's in the same car as someone, she can smell if someone's got a cavity.
Really?
That's disgusting.
I didn't take care of a cavity because I didn't have money. And then I was trying to wait it out. And then what happened is they had to go in and pull my tooth out. And then I had to get an implant. It ended up costing me like thousands
of
dollars.
But how long did you wait?
Like a year.
Did it hurt? Or did it just smell?
Sounds like
no, it didn't do either. I mean, it was a little tender here and there. Like, you would eat and you'd be like, I could feel that it's a little tender.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I have 3 cavities.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
You got to take care of that.
I mean, you're...
You know what it is? From using the, like, all-natural toothpaste.
Yes, absolutely. There's reasons why there's shit in there. And, you know...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And your breath smells like an antique bookstore.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No.
I always say this.
But no offense.
If dog shit could vomit, it'd smell like Esther's mouth.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Fuck.
By the way, happy birthday, Esther.
Yeah,
we celebrated your birthday. Big 23.
Yeah, I was turned 23 on Wednesday.
Oof, 23.
It was nice. No, but... Yeah, fuck. I gotta take care of these.
Yeah, the hippie stuff, you can't use that toothpaste. It's okay to have it in rotation.
Yeah, you're right.
But maybe like once a day you use that, and once a day you use regular
stuff. No, yeah,
stuff.
I overdid it with the natural stuff, and now I'm falling apart.
Is it like the Trader Joe's shit?
Yeah, it was like no fluoride.
Disgusting. Yeah. What was gross is she used natural tampons, too.
That's not gross.
Yeah, that is.
I think that's gross.
That's disgusting.
I know a bit about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a bit about how you like girls that do that.
Yeah,
I'm
like
lying,
it.
Though. It's just a bit.
I'm not putting bleach in my vagina.
Yeah, but you don't want recycled material
it's
in your
recycled,
vagina
It's not recycled. It's just not bleach.
They use, like...
I take a bath like twice a day. I'm clean.
Oh, do you want to hear this? She went in my sauna last night and then didn't want to shower afterwards. Dripping in sweat, and she's like, I took a bath. I'm like, you're covered in sweat. And then she sits on my bed.
Oh.
I'm like, get the fuck. I had to kick her out of my I yelled at you a lot yesterday.
I know.
You're a lady now. You're 23. And you have to shower. We have to put deodorant on you.
A sauna. She was in a sauna, and she didn't shower afterwards.
Put on her fucking clothes. Immediately
after.
If I were to ever go in the sauna, I want to go take a shower right afterwards.
No, yeah. I took a bath earlier. No, I took a big shower earlier, and
it doesn't matter. I've taken big showers, but if I go in a sauna or someone shits on me, I'm gonna shower afterwards.
I've taken a big dump, and I still want to go shower.
Shower after I dump all the time.
Yeah, I have to.
Yabba dabba, yikes.
Look, here's the thing. It's funny because you say that I was in your sauna, like, and I sat on your bed. Everyone's going to think that we're dating.
We're not dating. I have zero interest
we're
in
dating.
Stripping this girl.
I'm currently dating
another girl. I've had sex 4 times this year, and I'm doing fine.
Here's what I like to say. Benji has sex with women who are better looking than me, and I have sex with men who are more successful than him.
Damn, we're just friends.
Wow, you guys are peas in a pod.
We're friends, but she tries to get affection out of me, and I have to
deny do
it.
Not.
She'll try to kiss me.
Because like, really? We get in the car and I go like this. I do that to every friend that I have.
No, you do that where you pucker your face out. Like,
yeah, I do
to
that to every... I would not want to kiss you. I do that to everyone.
You guys have never hooked up?
Never. Mm-hmm. Never. Even, isn't that funny? We've never even kissed.
You haven't even masturbated in the same bed?
I think. No.
Yeah. That was someone else.
That's so past not. The breaking point. You know how when you have like a friendship with someone of the opposite sex, there's like that breaking point?
Yeah.
Where you might, yeah.
You don't fuck by then, you're never fucking.
Yeah, it's not happening.
That's why I can't have girlfriends, because I would try to have sex with all of them.
If you were friends with me, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
I've come close. Shit. Like, you've given me a boner before, but like, I'm smart enough to know not to use it on you.
But I would just... I probably wouldn't try to have sex with you just because I really like you, so...
Yeah. You're my friend.
That's how I feel, too, yeah. And every time I have sex with someone, I start to hate them. Oh, hi, Brian.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that.
Another thing that might attribute to your breath and stuff is the idea that you let your dog pretty much lick inside your mouth for, you know, like an hour.
Well, there's some pepper-related news, if anyone's interested. This is great news. This afternoon, I got a phone call from my parents that they're willing to take Pepper on a trial basis. So Pepper will not be with us anymore.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That's such good news for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that dog really was stressful for you because you are too busy to be having a dog.
He pisses and shits in my apartment. He bites me. He eats everything I have.
He bites you?
Yeah.
Like hard?
Yeah.
He's a son of a bitch.
I have like bite. Why don't you settle down?
Hey.
Why don't you smack him in the face and tell him no?
I do, and he likes that.
Ooh.
He likes it.
You're so weird.
Benji, what do you mean, Benji, over there?
You're like a masochist dog.
Yeah, like, you hit
you
me.
You get off on people being mean and not liking you and making you, like, it's like weird that your dog is like you.
You hit it, it's like, meow! You're like, what the fuck?
He loves it. He wants, yeah, whatever.
It's like that sketch we wrote for you.
Which one?
Where you kiss the celebrity and they start yelling at you and you're like, this is so hot, how angry you are.
Yeah.
I have a question. Have you ever been so hammered? Like this girl last night, I was at the bar, and she was so wasted, so faded, that we didn't even talk. She just went in for a kiss.
Oh, whoa. My God. What'd she look like?
She wasn't that hot. She was blonde hair, gross face. Just her body was nasty.
I'm sure that's normal for her.
Right. I think I tried that once.
It was the weirdest thing. It was like, if you and I were just to like, I was like, excuse me, and then she just goes, like, wow. Goes in. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I tried that once when I was like 17.
Did you kiss back at all?
No, it was weird.
How did she react when you didn't kiss her?
And she's like, whatever, and just keeps, like, stumbles out.
That's so gross.
She had bad breath, I bet.
Like a drunk zombie.
Look, the bad breath, let's cut it here, all right?
This is separate. This is a drunk, sloppy girl, and I'm guessing she had that, like, indigestion, drinky breath.
She was like, she needed to go home, and then her friends were just pointing at her and laughing and staring.
Was she chunky? Was she skinny?
She was skinny, blonde hair, and, like, just...
Bad face?
Gross. Yeah, like, she needed some makeup action.
Another thing you need to work on is your hair removal processes.
Okay, that's enough.
Because
that's
true. Your legs recently looked hairier than my chest.
They're hairy.
She
right
does
now.
Have hairy legs.
You guys,
are you going for the whole indie thing? Are you being?
No,
she gets off on it.
She's
no.
just lazy.
No, here's what it is.
She's lazy.
I'll explain it to you. It's not. It's funny. Girls think it's funny.
No.
If I show a girl my body hair, they laugh.
Yeah,
I get the best
laugh at how what disturbing
other,
it is.
Because it's funny. You know what? I get my laughs in different ways than other people.
Do you escape your action downstairs?
Sometimes.
Whoa. Sometimes?
It's on and off. Some people are into different things.
Okay. And I know you deny it, but
Bush is back, 2011.
Your vagina probably smells terrible.
It doesn't.
I just don't believe you.
It's, okay, I take 2 baths a day.
Which is not cleaning your body.
Yes,
all right,
it
continue.
It soaks in water.
Why don't you just take a shower? Why are you taking baths?
She won't take showers. She doesn't believe in it. So what she does is she goes in the bath and all her dirty water goes
okay,
on herself
no.
and it just recycles her dirty stinky.
There's more water than there is filth.
All right, it dilutes it a little, but it does not wash it off you.
Do you clean the tub out when you're done?
No.
Oh, it rinses.
Damn it.
It cleans itself.
Ugh, so.
Oh, come on.
You are bathing in not only your dirt, but like your dead skin cells. And then you get off, and then the water's
full of
your dead skin cells.
I showered today. I went to the Equinox in Santa Monica, and I showered.
Okay, that's fine.
And I used Kiehl's.
And she wipes back to 4.
Yeah, that's so true, Brian. Yeah, you got it. I'm clean, and I take care of myself.
I shower a lot.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
No, it's not.
Yes, hot water dries your skin out.
I love showering. You know,
that's what lotion's for.
Yeah,
what
lotion.
The fuck? That's why I have lotion
lotions,
right
chemicals,
here for
chemicals,
masturbation
chemicals,
and
chemicals,
double
chemicals,
shower
chemicals.
States.
I think of most of my material in the shower. It's like the most awesome time for me. I love showering.
I think I get mine when I'm working out.
I shower at least 2 or 3 times a day.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, in the morning, then I'll go for a run after I run, and then sometimes before I go to bed.
How much it's just do you comfortable. Run? Stop. How much do you run?
I run for about an hour every day.
Wow.
Wow.
Brady's a trainer, and he's in good shape, just in case.
Do you ever worry about your knees?
Yeah, my knees suck.
Yeah, my dad stopped. He used to jog every day, too, and now he can't do it. He fucked his knees up. He's like, I wish I never did that.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Really? Because I like to go out, and I like to just go out for a run. I enjoy it. And now my knees, every morning I wake up, I'm like a hobbled fucking 4 years old man.
But my dad... So get on an elliptical.
I know. I run on the treadmill now.
No. My dad is 68 years old and he runs still.
But some people have shitty knees. You got shitty knees. Yeah, doesn't matter what your dad does.
Well, you know what?
It's hard on your knees.
Wait.
Pavement will fuck up your knees.
Wait, Brady. The
guy's like, my knee's bad. And you're like, well, my dad runs.
Wait, Brady, it's funny that what Benji's saying now that there's no correlation, because Brady just said, I don't know if I can train with you because you're a little weak. And then Benji's response was, my dad jumped out of planes one time.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
That's different. That's genetics. Your father has nothing to do with his knees.
Wait,
giving an example that running doesn't hurt everyone's knees.
What she's bringing up is that I asked Brady if he'd train me because Brady's shredded, he knows how to get buff, so I was like, I'm alright, I'm doing okay, but I can do that. And then Brady said that I might throw up because he's gonna work me out so hard, and I mentioned that my dad was an Israeli paratrooper and he's badass, hence I am kind of badass.
Okay. And then we all kind of were quiet, just like we were this time around.
I will train you if you want me to train you, but if you puss out in 20 minutes, we'll do a trial and see if you can handle it.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous. I've had trainers before. I can handle my shit, but I know you have like a football background, so I know it's going to be a little different.
I trained this lady the other day. I kid you not, within 5 minutes, she puked and she couldn't do it anymore.
What did you do to her?
Barely anything. We did squats and push-ups.
Was she
and
that fat? Was it.
No, she was kind of a bitch. She was just like, she was just wimpy. Like one of those women, they're like, she's like, where am I supposed to be feeling this? I'm like, well, what do you feel right now? She's like, in my legs. I'm like, that's where you're supposed to fucking feel it. So shut the fuck up.
I'm allergic to this cat, if you could.
He loves you.
He's Jewish.
Cool.
No, I know. I'm allergic to cats, too. But I don't think I'm as Jewy about it as you are, Benji.
I'm really allergic. My throat will close up.
That cat's a non-allergic cat.
Oh, really?
You guys,
I actually don't mind cats. Everyone talks shit about cats and their personality and they're selfish. They're this. I don't mind them. I'm just allergic to them.
I think they're stupid, I don't think they should have
names.
It's
a little mint julep mask I'm applying.
Wow.
Brian needed some skin care.
As Esther would say, do you know the chemicals that are in that right now?
Yeah, it's like Wrigley's, and it smells really good.
Wait, so that is to get like the blackheads out, right?
Yeah, it's to clean your pores.
And it works well?
And stuff.
It works like awesome. I had a facial a month ago at Bliss Spa.
Do you put on toner first and then that, or do you just, how does it work? You just put that shit on.
You just wash your face and then put it on and let it sit for like 10 minutes, and then you wash it off, and then it just cleans your pores out. You do it once a week or so, and then you won't, your
How
acne.
Often do you do it? You do it once a week?
Like about once a week.
You know what I don't do before I go to bed? I never, ever wash my face.
What?
I never wash my face.
And I barely get zits. I got one right now, but I barely get zits.
I used to get more, and then I stopped fucking with my face, and now I get nothing.
Yeah. I don't fuck with it. My brother washes his face constantly, like for like 20 minutes, and gets the whole sink all wet, and everything's all wet. I'm like, fucking pain in the ass.
There's one...
Do you wash in the shower your face?
Yeah, I wash my face
in the
shower.
Do you use face soap?
No, I just use the Dove body wash stuff.
Wow.
That's what I do.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just take it right off my chest and on my face. And
I had to start using Proactiv this year.
Mm.
I know.
I use this stuff that dermatologist gave me called Differin.
Oh, yeah, I used to
use
that.
And I use that like every once in a while.
That's a prescription thing.
There's also another company called, I think it's pronounced Mario Badescu, something like that. It's like a boutique thing in New York. And
you
they
like
make
boutique
some,
things?
It's pretty dope. They make some dope shit. And if you do have skin troubles, I recommend them. It's kind of pricey, but it's worth it.
All right, that concludes the sponsorship part of this podcast.
My sister used to give me facials as a young boy and told me I was gay unless I did it.
Have you ever given facials to your sister?
Whoa!
No! No. They used to do a lot of stuff like that to us. My sisters used to tell me weird shit when I was little.
So if you guys could be Charlie Sheen right now, would you?
No.
Yeah, of course.
No.
You mean as like being on a drug?
You could have his money and be crazy and be in television. And
I'd want to be Charlie Sheen in Wall Street. That's it. And then I would want to go back to being me. I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie, but I saw the second one and it was terrible.
Do you think he has herpes?
Yes.
I would go with yeah.
Well, since what? Is it like one out of three people have herpes?
Are you serious?
Well, genital herpes, you mean.
whatever. Herpes, herpes.
I am never having sex again. One in three people?
That's, yeah. It might even be more than that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A lot of people.
Why do you think I say that? Why do you think I'm like freaked out about that shit?
I'm not scared of getting herpes. I say this all the time. Not scared.
How could you not be?
Dude, I do it raw all the time. I haven't gotten herpes yet. I just don't think. And even if I get it, I don't care. Everyone who I've talked to has general herpes. Like tells me it's not that big of a deal. It's not.
No, it is a big.
It's disgusting. It's medication the rest of your life.
What if you get a huge sore on your dick?
You get an outbreak like once a year, most people at most.
That sounds so disgusting.
Everyone I talk to is like, it's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I don't have herpes. I'm just saying I'm not that scared.
What if you want to fuck and you're like, oh, by the way, I can't because I got a fucking sore on my dick.
Girls aren't going to want to fuck you.
Fine, I don't need to fuck them then. Fine, if you don't want to fuck me.
Benji, why do you even say it on stage? That's like that. You're pretty much like killing your chances with anyone that sees your show, right?
I think he's already doesn't really have
unless you're going for that one third the girls that are sitting there with the whole like I can't HPV, have sex
I bring that I up on stage I have HPV I talk about that on stage I don't care
now HPV is that something that's really common too
yeah but there's that's a vaccination warts. For wait,
that's only like, for chicks can get vaccinated for HPV
that's like general can. Warts right
yeah but a lot of people don't general warts is a symptom is it's like it means you have HPV, but you could have HPV and not have any genital warts.
I did not get the vaccination. I really don't have it, though. I'm just going to not fuck anymore.
I've had a genital wart. Removed.
Listen,
I'm not fucking anyone until I'm married.
I fucked a chick in Canada when I did shows up there, and she told me after we fucked that she had fucking herpes. She went from a 10 to a fucking 4.
After you had sex, she told you?
Yes.
Well, did you use a condom?
No.
You didn't get it?
No. Didn't get it, and I got tested like fucking five
times.
Why
would she tell you afterwards? Why
even
tell?
If she was a guy, she would have been knocked on the ground cold. So that's why it shit scares me, dude. You never know. And
that's terrifying.
That's bullshit. If you have something, you better fucking just tell the person.
But yeah. People just
if I had herpes, I would tell people.
I say it like this: if you're still a hot chick and you're 30 and you're single, it's probably one because you're crazy, or two you have herpes. That's it. Look here we are.
Wow.
Fucking write that down and. Fucking print it out.
I like that.
Not in cities, though. If you don't live in LA or New York, yeah, that's true.
I didn't realize Calgary is the number one herpes place on the planet.
What's what? Calgary? Yeah. What's Calgary?
Canada.
Oh, what?
You know what Calgary is?
I don't fucking know. I don't leave this country anymore.
Are you, like, retarded?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
But, yeah.
I did shows in Calgary, too, once.
Calgary
yeah, see,
and
I didn't
Arizona.
Do shows in Calgary.
I knew what Calgary was.
Do you know Edinburgh, Scotland?
Yeah, that's where the comedy festival is.
Yeah, that's where I... Okay.
You're just naming cities right now? To see
cities that I know that maybe you don't know, because that's where I did comedy.
Where's Montana?
Yeah.
Capital of Nevada.
You ever heard of a place called Jamaica?
Reno. I'm breaking
it's not
it
Reno, dummy.
The capital, what's the capital of Nevada?
It's Carson, right? Carson City?
I thought it was Reno.
Fucking dummy.
I'm fucking checking. Will someone tweet at Red Band
Google
what the capital of Nevada is?
No, we're not. We don't check tweets during my show anymore. We've had some bad experiences.
Oh, really? Guess what? You don't micromanage me.
Because people are like, what are they talking about?
I will check my tweets. And I am getting tweeted at.
Benji. Okay, well, then that's going to lull the conversation. Thank you.
It's Carson
you.
City, by the way.
It is?
Yeah. What, Nevada? Yeah.
There's the answer, Benji.
So I was right.
Right. So now what? Do you want a prize?
No, I already feel...
Do you want some herpes?
No, no, no.
Yes, he does. So, okay.
Bring
okay,
him
now,
the herpes.
Here's the question. A really hot chick, like a 10, like your dream, she's got tattoos, she's sexy, whatever. She's like, you know what? I've got herpes, but I want you to fuck me without
I'll wear,
a condom.
No, I won't.
Okay. Won't do it.
During an outbreak or no outbreak?
No
I
outbreak.
Won't. I'm not like self-destructive. I'll be like, I'll fuck you, but I'll wear a condom.
What if she doesn't have an outbreak?
No, it's that you can't tell.
What are you scared of? You said
she didn't have a video. It's different. No, I'm not scared.
Roll the dice, son.
It's not like that. I'm not self-destructive. I'm just saying I'm not scared. I'm gonna have unprotected sex sometimes, and if I get herpes, I get herpes. But if I'm not gonna,
do a lot of comedians have it?
Probably.
No, yeah, probably. I don't know.
Wow.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I just think the whole stigma is kind of silly, that's all.
Dude, I would just be so bummed out if one day I was looking down at my Johnson and I just saw a fucking big fucking pussy thing. Listen, if you got it, I'm sorry. That sucks. But
I know,
that would ruin my life. My life would be over.
For me, it's something because it's for the rest of your life.
I just know when I get married with my wife, I want to make sure that we can bang whenever we want, not because I'm like, oh, I can't bang tonight, because, yeah.
Then it's not love.
If
she's not willing to marry
If you were married, you'd probably just like, all right, let's just do this. You're going to get it too. You know, we're both going
to
have
terrible.
It.
That's terrible. I can't even. I hate that thought.
Love of your life. You're going to say no to her because she has herpes? This is the woman you want to be with.
See,
the
that's
rest of your
sad.
Life.
That's why. No, that's why you shouldn't.
If
have
we're already
puppies.
Married, if we're already married, then yes, then hey, then that's something we're just gonna have to face.
That's terrible.
And then you get a divorce 2 years later.
I'm never.
I'm taking the car. You can keep the herpes.
God, that's so terrible.
And someone can give you herpes and not be their fault. I was talking to one guy, and he said this chick called him like a month later and was like, I didn't know I had herpes. I just had my first outbreak. I'm really sorry. Yeah. And a few months after that, he had his outbreak.
Yeah, a lot of people live dormant. Is that what it's called? Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't even, sometimes it doesn't even happen. Anything, nothing happens. And then out of nowhere, you know, you could get it fucking suntanning too, supposedly.
But if you use a condom, you really? Can't get it?
Yeah, if somebody had herpes on and then like lays in the bed, say.
Oh, you mean tanning. Like
tanning
bed.
Tanning beds, yeah. And stuff. And toilets. And you can get it on toilets if you don't.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know about the toilet seat.
Do I? I don't know. I haven't really done research.
I don't think,
I've always heard it.
Yeah, no, sun tanning. I've actually done. I don't think that. I don't think the herpes virus needs to be like inside your tissue cell things in order to like live.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't think it can. I don't think it can.
Oh,
live.
It can just live by itself.
It can't live on a table for I don't think longer than a second.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
You guys, if you have sex with a condom with a herpes person, will you still get herpes?
No.
No.
But I don't know though. What if your balls touch your taint?
If you had an outbreak on your balls and you had an outbreak on your pussy and your balls were in your pussy, I guess you could do that.
I don't think herpes ends up on your balls. It's like the shaft and the head. I think, and I think it goes in through your urethra. I think it needs that.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yabba dabba yikes.
That's nasty.
Buzzkill. So.
Buzzkill. Let's talk about.
How did we even get on that? I don't even know.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's right. Charlie Sheen.
I'm kind of Charlie Sheened out.
I'm so Charlie Sheened out, and I feel bad that
I'm
we're
not.
Even talking about
it. I think that's stupid. I think it's happening right now. We talked about Egypt for a long time. Who cares?
But everybody's talking about it. There's no new take that I can have or anyone in this room can have on Charlie Sheen that a normal person will actually care about.
I just, one thing, I'll say this. I'm just bummed out because he looks like, he just looks cracked out, like zoned and cracked out. And it's a bummer because he's
doing a podcast today.
Yeah. Of course he is.
This is the pre-Charlie Sheen podcast.
He calls all the radio stations. It's like, dude, chill out.
Well,
does he still have a ton of money?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. He's Charlie Sheen.
He's a
multi-millionaire. But I don't know. Of course he's been spending like crazy.
Yeah, he was making over $1 million an episode, right?
But for how long?
More than a million. I think it was $3 million an
episode. And the residuals from all those... being
syndicated on all those channels now?
Forever.
Where does he live?
In Sherman Oaks.
Somewhere awesome?
I think he lives by Paris.
Paris Hilton?
Probably has more than one house. He lives in Charlie Sheen. Sure, he has a place in L.A., probably has a place in New York.
Paris Hilton lives in Glendale now, doesn't she? Or something weird like that? Yeah.
That would be weird.
She's weird. That chick's retarded.
Would you have sex with Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Really?
Even with her
Would
herpes.
You have sex with the weird girl that hangs out at the Comedy Store that looks like Paris Hilton?
That
I saw her.
No,
like her.
I couldn't.
Saw her at Haha. I know a couple guys that have banged her. I'm not going to say who.
I have an idea. I can guess.
What does it start with?
A?
Yep.
Wait a second, who?
I'm not going to say.
I can't say. But she was at the Haha Cafe the other night. She's fucking... She's nuts.
This girl's
but
batshit
she's so
crazy.
She's so good looking and
she's
pretty. Like,
she's not
she's
that
clinically
pretty.
Mental and like she to be the guy who flirts with her and tries to fuck her, you've got to be a sick fuck.
She has bad teeth. I'll give it. She has bad teeth. Yeah, like Goldilocks.
She did a lot of drugs in her life. Like if she tried to blow me, I couldn't stop her, but like to put in the effort to try to have sex with her, you're a corrupted man. Yeah. Or you're just desperate for pussy.
I wouldn't want to fuck her in life.
Wow.
Do you want to hear a really funny story about her?
Yeah.
We'll protect her name. Let's say her name is Emily.
Paris Hilton.
No, it's Paris Hilton.
Okay, let's say her name
Paris
is Paris.
Hilton.
We're not talking about Paris. Paris Hilton, too.
Call her Ferris Hilton.
I'm in my driveway at my house, and I was putting coolant in my car. I was doing something with the car. I don't remember now.
Guy shit.
And I hear across the street these two Guidos just moved in, and I don't know them. And I hear this girl has the most unique voice, Paris number two. And then I think
sir,
I hear her voice.
Hey, it's me. I'm Katie.
Cat's out the bag.
Okay. So Paris 2 is I hear her voice. She's got the most distinct voice. So I kind of like, I'm like, I guess I'll go say hi to, like, I don't know my neighbors. I'll go. So I go into the driveway and then I kind of peek in. I don't see her. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm friends of Paris number 2. I just wanted to say hi. Da, 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 da. I'm your neighbor. Hello. So I go back to my place. The dudes pull out. So it's two Guido dudes. You know you're a Guido guy if you wear a Yankees hat in another color besides dark blue. So, like, one guy's in, like, a red Yankees hat, another one's in, like, a yellow one. That's the most Guido
that
thing
is really Guidi.
If you like the alternate color Yankee hats.
So
anyways,
retarded.
So then I'm like, hey, Paris number two. Hey, what's up? And the guys are like, this girl's crazy. The first thing that comes out of this drunk whore's mouth is, I've got a vibrator in my pussy right now. I swear. And the guy looks at me, he's like, dude, you gotta pray for me tonight, man. This girl's crazy. I'm like, dude, you do it to yourself. He's like, she took my O-ring. I don't know if, I was like, I know what an O-ring
what's
is.
What's an O-ring?
What is an O-ring?
It's a vibrating cock ring.
Oh. No.
And I showed her my O-ring and she just grabbed it and shoved it in her pussy.
Oh,
and
I'm like, oh. What?
And then, like, I live in a nice house, and she was like, oh, you live up here? Give me your number. And I'm like, oh, you never wanted my number before.
But five, a part of you was like, five. You're going to give her a number because you want to fuck her, don't you?
I won't. I would.
Yes, you would, you dirty
I don't
whore.
Want it. I would. Like, if she got really aggressive with me, I would. But, like, I'm not going to seek it out. I wouldn't call her. I'm not going to flirt with her.
What if she knocked on your door and was like, Benji, I want to fuck you right now?
Yeah, I probably would. I bet she's got good-looking boobs, I would. Too. She's a really good-looking girl.
She is a good-looking girl. It's very really pretty. Sad. And you know, there are... She wants to be a comedian. That's why she hangs up at the store. There actually, I believe there are elements to her that are funny. Like, she does kind of know how to be funny, but she's literally mental. She's like... And it's sad.
I don't think she's mental. I think she just drinks. I don't think she's mental.
No, she's mental, man.
She's mental. Got problems.
She's mental. It's sad. Like, I've spoken to her and I feel bad because everyone tells her she's crazy all the time.
What? That's
because she's like a pretty girl who's confident. But people are going to tell a pretty confident girl that
is
crazy.
Is she crazier than that other girl? The what's her? What could be a code word for her?
Who?
You know who I'm talking about? That one that I had to say something to the other day?
Oh,
It rhymes with...
I don't know.
Her Twitter name rhymes with...
No.
All right.
You know... the person I asked you if you'd fuck them if they made you.
What did I say?
You said if she came to me at the Comedy Store with a condom and said, let's go upstairs, that's the only way.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about. Fuck. She was about who your tweet was about.
Oh.
Who?
Right.
Fuck that.
I'll put this out there.
Benji, fuck that.
I would
Are you
fuck
serious?
Almost... If a girl is really aggressive, I almost can't stop her.
Right. I wouldn't do that though. That one.
But like, I mean, like, like taking out your pussy and saying, put your dick in my.
I wouldn't do that with her.
I don't know. I might
I'm
not either.
I'm kind of the
just
same
know
way.
I don't have a
I'm
lot
kind
of
the
self control.
Same way.
I know I don't have a lot of self control. Like, there's that one girl who hangs out at the store. Once again, I don't want to say her name, and she's just too mannish.
Who?
I don't want to say.
Let's say. Just give a code.
What's the name start with?
Does she do a lot of
R?
Impressions?
Her name starts with R. She's kind of full backish. She blows dudes there all the time.
Oh, she's hot.
What?
She's not hot.
Wait, you're saying she's hot and he's saying he's a man.
She's really pretty, I think.
She's got a lot of men. Like, I'm not good with women with masculine features, and she has those. Like, that, a girl with masculine features I won't have sex with.
I think she's pretty. I think the other, not the crazy blonde, not Paris, but I think the one that we're talking about that's very ugly and aggressive, I think she's horrendous. The one that Brian brought up.
Right, yeah, that girl is horrendous.
Yes.
I actually know someone who has slept with her.
So do I. I think we all do.
Yikes.
Are you thinking of someone additional than who we already know, or?
I don't know. I think we're speaking in too many hidden terms for our listeners.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, listeners. There are a lot of whores out there, and they're whores.
We gotta protect their identity.
We wanna protect their feelings, because I like whores. They're, not, they're good people.
I love all the people that we've talked about. Let's go get coffee.
Yeah,
I like everybody. Not as much as I like me, though.
Yeah.
And saying whatever I feel like.
You've been down lately, Benji. What's
going
on?
Yeah,
I thought your Twitter's been depressing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just a little disillusioned by comedy right now, and but I'm okay. I went up last night. I took like a week off of comedy. I went up last night. I had a good set, so I'm starting to exercise again and get on stage again.
Brady's on television and in movies.
Brady booked a movie, and he. Tell us about it. He was directed by Clint Eastwood and
let
acted.
Him say it. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm introducing it.
I appreciate it.
Introduce it.
No.
It's called.
Otherwise, it's too braggy if I just say, oh, here, name drop.
Well,
for
he
yourself.
Was. He did a scene with the two most influential people in show business. How's that?
Yeah, but that's cool. It was great. Clint Eastwood's a really nice guy. The movie's called Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover with DiCaprio, and I play Inspector Jones, and it's me and Dwight Eisenhower and Roosevelt, and we're just inspecting the building, and then. He's picking up like these flyers and stuff, but it was cool to have Clint come up to you and be like, just how he is. He's real like chill. And the whole, it was weird because when he walked on set, everyone shut up immediately. And then right. DiCaprio showed up and it was like a magnet, dude. It was like the president just got, just got the set.
Which and, one was a better kisser?
DiCaprio for sure. But the thing is, you know, he's directing. You're like, is this a fucking dream right now? Is this really happening?
I was at my shitty job this morning, and now I'm on set with fucking Clint Eastwood. So it was
that's awesome.
It was cool.
Oh my
that's
god,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so. And you said you were nervous, and then you just kind of cooled.
Forgot
out.
All my lines.
Really?
Yeah.
How many lines did you have?
I had like a page worth.
Wow.
Dude, so. Even just to be an extra in that movie, like I would be. That would be amazing. Like you're cast, and you were directed by Clint Eastwood, and you were working with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the biggest actor right now of all like of our generation.
Yeah, he's a stud, dude. I tell you what. Just to see him, I can't even imagine what it's like, his daily life. Like, I would just fucking kiss myself every day if I was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my god, that's so amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Pretty cool.
It'll be out in November.
Nice. And what's it called?
Hoover.
Hoover.
That's awesome.
That's sweet, yeah. Man.
Look Clint Eastwood Matthews. Only makes good movies, so.
I don't know. I saw his last movie. I didn't really
what
like it.
What was his last movie?
It was about the dream, the reincarnating, or the dream. Matt Damon was in it.
Oh, right.
Jay Moore. And, yeah.
He's the guy. He used to be the mayor of Carmel, California.
Yeah. It was funny. Clint, he's a really nice guy, but if you ask him a stupid question, he'll definitely let you know it's a stupid question.
What was that?
Like, this guy goes up, he goes, Mr. Eastwood, he was an extra. He goes, can I be smoking? Is that cool? And he's like, what are you doing?
Oh, and the my guy goes, God.
Smoking? Should I be smoking? He goes, and he just looks around, he's like, It just keeps walking away. He doesn't even address it.
Oh my god! Oh my god! If you get burned by Clint Eastwood, that's it. Like, you're done in show business.
Oh my god!
Blacklist.
My heart would drop.
Dude, I was like, oh my
wait,
god.
Wait, what? Who was it? Who was the guy that asked him? An extra?
Just this kid that was an extra. Yeah. Just
oh my god! How could an extra talk to Clint Eastwood?
Well, it's funny. The people that do extra work really get into it. They're like, it is like their fucking job.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know a girl that just does that full time.
Yeah, they love it. And I remember I did extra work on The Aviator with DiCaprio when I first moved here. And they go, if your neighbor's sleeping, it was in the movie theater, they go, pinch your neighbor if he's sleeping. And the guy next to me goes, I go, if you fucking touch me, I'm going to punch you in the face. I was so tired. We're there for like 15 hours. I'm sleeping.
Right.
It sucks. But whatever.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That's
I was on the WB in 2001.
Really?
All
that's
right.
Dope.
I was a hand model in American Girl magazine.
Show your hands. I could see it.
And I was in commercials. Now I make my living babysitting.
I did production design for a movie called A Better Way to Die. And one of my jobs was to spray paint tags all over this wall to make it look like a Chicago, like, gang-ridden alley, you know? And I just got this tattoo, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to put my tattoo everywhere so it'll be in the movie. So I put it, like, in, like, 15 different places, and it's all over the beginning scene of this
movie.
And it's called A Better Way to Die. In the beginning of the movie, it's like, there's, like, a gunfight and all this crazy, like, real shit. And then I found out my tattoo, like, they fucked up on the design of it, and it, like, it's Chinese, and it's supposed to be an R, but it actually means waterfalls. So now it's, like, these Chicago gang members with waterfalls and this gay tattoo everywhere. It's so retarded.
Do you have the tattoo still?
Huh?
You have the tattoo
Unfortunately,
still?
Isn't
yeah.
Isn't Joe going to get it removed for you?
He said it anytime I want to, but I almost like the idea that it's just the gayest tattoo ever, you know? It's kind of like Ari's Keep On Trucking, you know?
Where is the tattoo?
On my arm.
Let me see it.
You know what you got to do now is you got to...
I love it. That's awesome. Cool. It
was you just got to try hard to find meaning in waterfalls in your life. And then it'll be okay.
That's what my friend who got...
Don't chase them.
She got her boyfriend's initials on her vagina, and then they, of course, broke up. So she like has to come up with like...
That's the worst.
I know, that's so stupid. That's the dumbest shit ever.
I got a dumb tattoo. Yuck. It says established in 1980.
Oh, that's cool.
When did you get that?
I got that in Vegas. That was wasted.
When?
Like last year.
Do you love it still or what?
I do. I like it.
I would be scared. Like I wouldn't get a job in a Clint Eastwood movie because I have a tattoo. But you were fine.
Well, the lady when the makeup chair, she goes, "Oh, you got a tattoo?" And I go, "Oh, nope. I covered it up with my and I made up some fucking story, but I didn't want that to be like a deal breaker."
You can put latex on it or makeup,
yeah,
right?
Makeup. It's annoying because I got a whole sleeve too, and so I got.
You have a sleeve of tattoos?
Yeah, all of it.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's jacked and he has tats.
Oh my god.
Please. So yeah, I got all that.
You don't have pictures of like you half naked on your Facebook, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's
why. Oh wait, no.
Okay.
Is that one of those bracelets that's supposed to give you something
better balance, right? I thought it was a bunch of fucking bullshit.
It's 100% bullshit.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. It got me. They sold me on it.
What?
And
where'd you get
I actually think it kind of works.
Well,
believe
it's
basically
placebo or whatever
right.
It's called.
But placebo you know what they effect? Do? You know what they do? I had it happen to me in Venice. They put it in your hand, or they make you stand there with your hands out like this, and then they pull on one hand.
Yeah, they did that.
And then
to
you
me.
Fall, right? Then they put it in your hand, and you know subconsciously. I already looked this up.
you mentally focus faster the second time.
Yeah.
So you just click right into it. And absolutely. You don't fall at all. But right. I didn't realize that because I also was fucking drunk when I got it.
Right. Oh.
And I gave him $35 for a piece of plastic.
You gave him 30. They were selling it for $10 and I didn't buy it.
If you told me that shit was fucking good for you to eat and explained it right to me, I'd probably eat it. Because right. I'm such an idiot, I'll fall for anything.
Right.
Oh my God. Placebo effect. Yeah, that they did that to me and I was like, no, I'm keeping my money.
I have terrible balance. I could use something like that.
Yeah.
We'll get you a good balance bench.
Resveratrol is what I would recommend if you actually want to help your balance and stuff like that, and that actually is pretty much proven that it
that?
Works. It's a supplement that you can take. It's what they do is they take a bunch of grapes, like, and they just make this fucking shit called resveratrol, and it helps you with that. It helps you lose weight. It helps you do really? Balance. And
Sandy takes these like HC yeah. whatever.
Yeah,
these like happy pills.
Herbal antidepressants.
Yeah.
Really?
And they work. Yeah. And I've seen a very well-established comedian come up to Sandy and say thanks for referring me to those.
Yeah. Wait, I gotta get out of those because I had to get off Adderall because it was like crack cocaine.
Really? Why?
Adderall. Have you ever done Adderall?
I fucking hate Adderall.
I love Adderall.
Why? What does it do?
I mean, I hate it, but I love it.
Right.
And I had to get off it. I was addicted. It was. I felt like Charlie Sheen. Like, I felt cracked
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What do you I do like when you're though. On it? Well,
happy as fuck.
It makes you focus. Like, if you want to clean your bedroom, you fucking take one. You'll just be like, you're on fucking
steam. Brady, what happened to you that you were going crazy?
I started smoking cigarettes like crazy. Couldn't stop. It was like a high. And yeah. I couldn't stop smoking cigarettes. I was finishing like a pack a week.
Yeah.
And then like a pack a day. And it got bad. And I run and work out every day. And I'm like, this does not make any sense.
So now you're not on any drugs?
I had to get off it. I can't even drink coffee.
Are you on withdrawal?
I love that shit. I love Adderall.
But Adderall got me my broker's license. That's how I studied.
Can't do it.
I found if I took half of one, I was good.
Yeah.
But then I took a full one. No. And then I went on stage. And I felt like I was doing like the mouth motions when you do coke where you're like... Like, you know, you're like fucking grinding your teeth and shit.
But dude, I would have like the spit line and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
I don't take any more than like 20% of a pill.
Oh, that's yeah. horrible.
You mean, don't, that's yeah, that's your thing.
Benji, oh, you still take it, huh? No, I don't, but if I do.
What is it called? Sunk. What's that theory? That you
sunk cost.
Sunk cost. It's an economic theory that Benji goes by. That if you buy a salad for $10. You only eat half of it and you throw the other half away, you already were going to spend the $10 anyway, so it's not a waste. You just need to throw it away. That's how rich people lose weight.
You get less benefit. Well, I used the example like of a sandwich. You get, if you're not hungry and you're going to eat, which is unhealthy if you're not hungry, then it's now you're getting less benefit out of what you bought. So if you eat exactly what you need to, regardless of how much is left, and you throw it all away.
See, if my parents knew I bought a $10 sandwich and threw half of it away, they would cry themselves to sleep.
Yeah, maybe they would. But you know what? That's just what you got to do if you want to be in good shape. I was giving her advice on how to be in good shape, and I said that sometimes you got to throw your food away and not finish it.
Right.
She has issues. She wants to finish. She should be...
Well, you're programmed to finish it. Like, clean your plate. You know, like your parents did that when you were a kid. And then you're just brainwashed to, I have to clean my plate. You know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Especially when you go to Norm's and you get one of those fucking breakfasts where it's just like, what? It comes with pancakes and a steak?
Right.
You know?
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like Denny's. You get pancakes with everything.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted tilapia.
Right.
See how I threw tilapia in there?
Nice. We had a tilapia talk in the car.
I took Esther to Bristol Farms, my favorite market.
I
don't know about these UFC fans.
Where it's like $20 for pasta salad.
I love Bristol Farms. I take it's her there. Good. She bitches, says she doesn't like it. I go to my house. I start eating my tilapia, and she wants to eat all my tilapia.
Dude, Bristol Farms is like a step up from Whole Foods.
Yeah. And you don't bump into people. Every time I go to Whole Foods, I bump into 5 people. I just don't want to.
Right.
Bristol Farms, I bump into nobody. It's me and some trophy wives. And
so when you're like in your dark depression, you haven't left the house for a few days, you can go to Bristol.
You go to Bristol Farms. Yeah. Like, I just need to clear my head and go to Bristol and get some tilapia. No one talk to me.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, it does seem like the Whole Foods and like the Trader Joe's, at least out here in LA, it's just a pain in the ass to go to. I'm like, just fucking pay.
Here's my thing about Trader
parking
Joe's.
Parking is awful.
Yeah,
I went to two different Whole Foods today and ate both meals for free because I grazed the hot bar.
That's so. You see, that's why I don't eat there. It's disgusting.
I don't touch
homeless people.
My hands.
Graze.
What were you gonna say about Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's is the IKEA of fucking supermarkets.
Oh yeah, I hate Trader Joe's.
I hate it, dude.
They suck.
The parking is horrible, and everyone is in everyone's way at Trader Joe's. At any time of the day.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta know what to get there.
Talk about bad hygiene. Have you seen the people that check you out at Trader Joe's?
Oh, God. Jesus. Esther, you could get a job there.
Yeah, boom. Good connection.
No, you said you needed money.
I babysit. And now that Pepper's going away, I'll be fine.
Right.
I need money, too. I think I'm going to join a real estate firm thing or something.
You know, there's so many of these female comics that keep on asking me, like, what should I do for a job and stuff like that. You know what every guy comic needs, or any guy that I know, including myself, is fucking a maid, but I don't want some fucking Mexicans in my house when I'm not,
right.
You know?
Racist!
So I'm like telling these girls, I'm like, guess what? You fucking wear a swimsuit or a Wonder Woman outfit and clean my house, I'll give you fucking $100 right now.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. You might want to look into that, dude.
I know.
I have a really trustworthy housekeeper. She wouldn't steal anything. Dolores is awesome.
Right, but what's the odds of that?
$1,000.
Who's Yolanda? It
is
tough.
You're right. Yolanda is my parent, also a great housekeeper. She's the one who raised me.
I have a female comedian that cleans. My roommate, Melissa, is Mexican and a female comedian, and she cleans.
Well, see, that's good.
She does a good job.
Well, good.
But that is true. Yeah, a hot chick in a bikini. You'd have to pay her way more than $100. I give Dolores $100.
Well, for your house, obviously. But if I'm like, hey, I just want my kitchen, my bathroom, and just sweep the living room up.
And show me your fucking puss real quick. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
And then you can go on your way.
I'm sure Charlie Sheen does something like that.
I know. Ooh, I remember Rogan back in the day used to like want to have this whole idea that he wanted to hire an Asian girl just to like fucking sit there and dress up as Bruce Lee or something like that and just sit there and stand there in his office while he's working or something like that. I forget what it was. It was something
that's
like
so
that.
Funny.
Where it was just dress up as Bruce Lee and just stand here.
I don't know. It'd be kind of weird if you started dating a girl and then your maid came over and she was in a swimsuit and she's like, "Who's this bitch?" And you're like, "Oh, it's just the maid." You're like, "She does a really great job."
Right?
Yeah, I need a maid too. I'm not a real girl. I just can't clean. I definitely can't put a bikini on.
Well, because of your action downstairs?
No, because of my tummy.
Right. You don't have a tummy. You're fine. Stop.
Brian, just so you guys know, Dolores is fully booked.
Now, have you ever been alone with? How old's Dolores?
She's probably 30.
Have you ever been alone and, you know, just thinking, you know, it's just me and her in this house?
No, I love her. I buy her lunch. She eats Bristol all the time. I love buying Dolores a good lunch.
She makes dope, whatever that thing she made me
do. Oh, that was Yolanda.
Oh, I want to
guess. Yolanda's a good cook.
You have a cook and a maid?
No, okay.
Dude, this kid is so rich, it's gross.
I'm not rich. There's no yachts, there's no jets.
We got in this fucking Porsche Cayenne. I go, whose car is this? He goes, oh, it's a floater car.
For his family.
Whose floater car is a Porsche Cayenne?
Right.
Who has a floater car?
Who has a Porsche Cayenne?
My dad has a floater car, but it's like a Ford Taurus.
I don't have a floater car.
Yeah, right.
I didn't have a car.
It's like the oldest Cayenne you can get.
A Ford Fiesta is a floater car.
Right. It's not a turbo. Soccer
Benji,
mom car.
Settle down.
What? That's not a soccer mom. That's actually a nice car.
Don't you lend it to people at the comedy store to take their ladies
out?
Toby
had to go on a date and I let him borrow it.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. And then when he goes on the second date, she's like, "What happened to that fucking Porsche?"
Yeah,
guy?
That's
he's
so
like,
stupid. I would be so pissed.
Jokes on you, bitch.
You can drive it again. I don't care.
Come on back to my one bedroom apartment.
That's a living a lie.
No,
that's how Does he really drive a Porsche?
Yeah, but it's like a piece of shit Porsche.
Who,
from the
Toby?
80s. Yeah, it's got like a 1983. 944, I think.
I don't like deceiving people. That's what I was saying about girls who wear push-up bras. Then you get them home and you take their clothes off and their boobs are smaller.
No, I was saying this the other day.
What?
We're happy to see boobs. It's like once a girl is getting naked, we're not thinking clearly. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but if you get a push-up bra and they don't look like what I thought they were going to look like, then that's totally bullshit.
Thank
it's
you,
bullshit.
Sweetie.
You're still going to fuck
wait
her.
A second.
So, yes.
No, okay. But I think that's leading someone. It's disappointing. That's why I never wear a push-up bra. I think because girls, I see them who I know are flat-chested and then they have a bra on and they look like they have huge tits.
That's like what if I kept a banana in my pants and then we were about to fuck and then I took my pants off and I was like, oh, it's a banana, but look at my
that's
small
like,
dick.
Girls
yeah.
don't look at guys' cock bulge and fuck them
but
based
that's
on
a
their
good,
cock bulge.
But that's a good analogy.
Not really, because I don't think girls really look at the guy's crotch when they're picking
but
out a girl.
Still,
guy.
That's
that would be dope, though.
That would be cool.
So you want to have sex with this girl and she looks like boobs like this and then you take her clothes off and they're flat.
Dude, that girls happens. Cover themselves in makeup. Girls look terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys know that this isn't really
and
what
you wear push-up bras,
there.
Esther.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you
do.
You
don't.
You weren't born with
don't,
makeup.
Brian,
you weren't born
really
with all the shit that makes you look good. So you wear a push-up bra, you wear makeup, and I'll have sex with you, and you look shitty in the morning, and I just accept it. That's just life.
I'm not done.
And you get herpes.
Maybe you get herpes sometimes.
Yeah, that's Benji's philosophy. No, me and Brady, we're on the right track here.
I'm with you, Esther.
Red Band's with me on this one, right?
Yep.
How chicks want to look pretty. Let them want to look. That's just how it works. It's the nature of the game.
But what if she pulls out? What if she pulls out fucking those fake boob things?
All right, now that's a little bit too different. But if you get one of those cool like Victoria's Secret bras, what are they called? The Dream Bra or whatever it's called. Those things like are pretty bad.
You want to hear what's
pretty
bad?
I dated a girl that had like B's. She had nice boobs, but they weren't that crazy. I bought that for her, and it looked like she had fucking huge. Bras, and it was so good for her self confidence. She was happy, and it's like, it's,
are you a boob guy or a butt guy?
I'm a huge boob guy.
I'm a butt guy.
You are?
I don't total butt guy.
I don't know. I'm just.
I'm so
I don't really care if she gets.
Were
huge
you breastfed
boobs?
Or
no?
What?
I love boobs, but
a lot
I'd
of
rather,
guys are butt guys.
I know.
I'm more because I like. Get it. I just like.
I'm
from
a
behind.
Someone touch my dick guy, please.
Yeah, I'm anyone put their mouth on my dick guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a face guy mostly. I don't care if they have no boobs or an ass, but if they have a nice face, that's fine for
cute
me.
Cute face is very important.
Yeah. Face is the most important.
Yeah.
You have to look at that.
Facial hair just almost drives me crazy too when you see that fucking
fuzz on
whiskers on the sides. And
what if you're
like,
hitting
them
behind
Esther
and you see a little
I think a mustache is fine. I think a mustache is fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's
not. I do not have a mustache.
One of the
Brady.
Worst things ever.
Brady, do I have a mustache?
Put your upper lip towards the camera and show everyone your mustache. It'll come up on the camera.
Stop.
Oh, look who's insecure all of a sudden.
I don't see it.
Brady doesn't see it. And Brady.
Oh, from here, if you're close enough.
You
to
just
kiss
saw
your
me
face.
In a highlight. A kiss my face.
If a guy is going to kiss Whoa. You, he's probably going to notice your mustache if you're in normal
Benji,
lighting.
Are you saying that we've kissed before?
No, I'm saying I've been close enough to your face as someone who would kiss you, and I've seen your mustache.
We found a secret.
No.
Yeah, you guys have fucked, I feel like.
I think so, too. I would bet money on it.
Everyone thinks that.
I would tell everybody.
Something smells special.
Everyone already thinks it.
I don't know.
I never have and never will.
I would totally admit it.
I'm
not
think,
a liar.
I don't know.
Sick.
Come on, look at her.
Yeah, she was.
She smells bad. She's
yeah, but yeah, you hang out with her
you
all the time.
Sex?
She was in your sauna last night.
You have sex?
Yeah, yeah.
And then today,
your
you're what in Santa Monica or something today?
No, I wasn't with
together.
Oh.
She's really needy. You know what she's like. I don't want her. She comes to my house.
I don't know. You
she doesn't
fight.
Get
I don't
out of
know
the car.
About that. You act like you guys are fucked.
Benji fucked another
else.
Girl last night.
I was banging someone else last night. I took a girl out to breakfast. Went to a farmer's market. Last
all right.
Week.
Here's a secret. Here's what color are her lips? Because they're a little bit unique.
Who's?
All right, never mind.
Oh, stop it. That's
I would have
disgusting.
Saw your reaction right away, and you would have known what I was talking about.
That's disgusting.
What?
Oh, her vagina lips.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen her vagina. I've seen her boobs. She shows her all boobs. Right,
yeah, if you would have had sex with her, you would have known exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, my God.
You have a discolored vagina?
No, I don't. Yes. Brian, you say that I wear push-up bras, and you say that my vagina is weird.
What color is it? What color is it? What's wrong with her vagina?
Stop it.
It's definitely the Jewish side that gave you the weird colored vagina. Gentiles
Stop.
Have very
not
base.
Not this drastic, but it's kind
Whoa,
of.
Whoa!
Yeah,
dude.
It's blue.
Kind of that. It's actually like a bluish purple.
Yeah.
What do they call that thing?
That's the
Was he pussy?
Avatar fleshlight. That's disgusting.
So
Ryan.
Your vagina's kind of bluish?
No, it's not blue at
Maybe
all.
Maybe it's cold?
It's very nice.
Is it a landing strip or.
She does nothing getting groomed ever.
Yeah, I do. Whatever.
You have
this
a landing
not...
strip? You've never had a landing strip in your life.
I've had... What? I don't want to
you
talk
You either get a bikini wax or you just fucking let loose.
Yeah.
You let action just hang?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Unless you were the dude who's into that, you should probably keep it together down there.
Don't worry. I've got it under control.
Even
you know
I trim
what?
My pubes.
I trim my
Come
shit,
on, lady.
But I'll tell you what. I one nick, and I'm like so pissed off at myself because it hurts so bad.
I had nothing down there, and I had a guy say, oh, you know that's not in style anymore.
Tell him he's an idiot.
It's opinion.
It's,
Everyone
it's,
likes something
it's a
different.
Personal opinion. Brian, how long have we been going for?
For a while.
Okay. Should we wrap it up?
No. Whenever you want.
Okay. I think we're good. Do you guys want to say any final words?
Should we see if anyone tweeted out, like a tweeter?
No,
Twitter
we do that afterwards.
Oh.
I got fucking mint julep all over my hat and clothes now.
Anyone have any shows coming up?
I'll be at the next Naughty Show.
Bammer.
I'll be at the Improv Lab March 13th doing a little Esther thing.
Nice. I'll be doing Comedy Juice all next week.
Ooh, really?
Comedy Juice.
I've never done Comedy Juice.
Really?
Yeah.
Just got to get on them. Gotta get on.
I'm gonna go on Wednesday. Let's go see him.
I'll be at Pasadena on Tuesday and then Thursday at Irvine.
You doing a spot?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Two spots.
Cause I know first time I'll do it, I'll probably end up posting.
that's how it goes.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I like hosting.
All right. Well, Benji's weirdness about comedy spots. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Where can we find these podcasts?
We can find these podcasts on iTunes under Death Squad in the top 20 podcasts on iTunes. Nice. And on my Facebook page and Twitter.com. First of all, my Twitter's little_Esther. Benji's is Busy Benji and
Brady, Busy Benj.
Busy Benj. And Brady's is Brady Matthews 13. And they're all on my Twitter name too, so you can find them. They're funny guys.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Death Squad.
Yeah.
And go to deathsquad.tv for all the video
and
links.
And go to my website and buy one of my watercolor paintings,
which I think are cute.
You paint too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think it's adorable.
I've sold a few of them to someone in Germany.
Get out, really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
All right.
I'm following Red Band now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Red Band.
Later.